This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, meeting in the garden, and it's the time of the year to do a few things around the place. It's March is sort of that in-between type of season, but there's certainly plenty to do. Now, I think some herbs in the burbs would be a good idea, and some coriander and some basil would be great in your herb garden. If you want to give mint and lemon balm a go, make sure you contain it well, like in a pot or something. And there's some other yummy things. I've been very busy in my veggie patch, and there's plenty of things to plant right at the moment. You can put Chinese cabbage in, you could put spinach, tatsoi, rocket, silver beet, broccoli, spring onions, leeks, the whole lot. For me, I've put in some broccoli, some purple cauliflower, some climbing beans. I've put in some carrots. Very nice carrots, actually. They look good. They're multicoloured, so I've got rainbow carrots. Who'd have thought in a gay man's garden? There's another area I've got, which is a little bit more open. I've put the pumpkin and zucchini ones there. I've put them in about a week ago, and the beans are popping through already, and they're looking good. There's a few little greeny bits coming through. I've got some bok choy as well. Might be bok something else, but it's bok whatever. And they're starting to poke through, so it's pretty good if you keep them well watered. Water at night's the best time. Sometimes, especially with they're putting the seeds in right now, it can take probably a couple of waterings a day if you've got raised garden beds. You can add some colour to that garden patch as well, the veggie patch, and you can put in some dianthus, cornflower, pansy, in a gay man's garden again. Ooh. And viola echinacea is nice too, stock verbena and lupins. Now these are all pretty insect attracting type flowers, and they're good to put them in the veggie patch, just sort of the top ends of the rows or something, because that gets the insects away from your veggies. Now mulch your veggie patch as well, and keep it. The leaves are starting to fall, so that's almost automatic mulch, isn't it? And if you want to put in manure crops, it'd be nice, including oats, wheat, faba beans and field peas. They're all good to go right now. And a bit of a need for a feed at this time of year as well. Seaweed tea or any low environmental impact liquid fertilizer is perfect for those seedlings you've just put in. And I'll be using that for a bit of the, when they start popping up out of with the seeds. They're weeding. Oh, weeding, yes. We've had a bit of rain and the weeds are starting to do their thing. So I've noticed my front garden is looking a little bit untidy. So that'll be on my list to do very, very soon indeed. Now, water smart at this time of year, you might not think, oh, we had a bit of rain, so we don't need... Yes, you do need to water. And first thing in the morning is good, and or last thing at night, obviously. And a nice deep drink a couple of times a week is far more beneficial than the quickie. Well, the quickie has its moments, and that's when you put the seeds and seedlings in. And I'm trying to be nice here. And that's when you need to do a quickie watering twice a day for the seedlings. Anyway, enjoy your gardening. Remember, a plant is a breath of fresh air.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.